Hey, Seminole family. Thank you for joining me for another devotion. Today, I want to talk about how what's in your heart will spill out. Jesus teaches us that there's a connection between my mouth and my heart. Just like there's a connection between our foot pushing down on an accelerator and our car speeding up. There's a connection between what I say and what's already in my heart. Matthew 12:34 says, "Whatever is in your heart determines what you say." When we live in close proximity to people that we love, it's inevitable that we're going to bump into each other every now and then. When we're communicating, we bump into each other more frequently. When we bump into each other, what's in us spills out. Then we wonder where that outburst or those hurtful words came from. The truth is, those angry, vindictive, hurtful, judgmental, emotional words come out of us because that's what's in there. Whatever is in my heart spills out during those times of conflict. That's why there's a mess. That's why angry words just spill out, hurtful words, judgmental words. What's in our hearts come out of our mouths. Whatever's in my heart is going to spill out in my words. If my heart is feeling bitter, words of sarcasm spill out. We wish we could avoid it. We wish we could control it. Some of us are good at masking it for a while. But eventually, what's in our heart comes out in our words. We try to dam up the river, but it just keeps building and building with pressure until eventually all the pent-up emotion and fear and anger comes tumbling out like a river out of control. So how do you break the pattern? How do you change what comes out of your mouth? Well, since our words are an overflow of our heart, we need to start taking our hearts a little more seriously. Instead of pretending that our words don't mean anything, we need to ask ourselves why we said what we said. Our words hurt others, and they hurt us ourselves. So you say, "Jesus Christ, will you change my heart? Because I want to say the right things. I want to say the right kind of words. Will you change my words because I have the right kind of heart?" You ask for his help, both with your heart and your words, and he will help. He will come and he will make a difference. God cares about our words because he cares about the way we love. The encouragement to me is, I'm not alone in this. I want you to realize that you're not alone. God, Jesus, wants to be a part of this part of your life, and he's willing to. He asks to be a part of our lives. I want to close with this verse. Psalm 51:10 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me." Listen, I'm going to be praying for you this week, for your heart and your words. I hope you have a great day today. God bless. See you next time.